Every day, social workers at East High School take kids to the caring closet, which up until now consisted of two cabinets.
Put the garbage in that dumpster and then
Members of the student group Red Alert are cleaning out what was a storage room filled with old sheet music and other junk. Now, the space will be home to the caring closet. It's a place students can come to get school supplies, personal hygiene items, and clothes. Senior Brianna Skaletsky spearheaded the expansion. She wrote and received a grant from Procter & Gamble, which will help stock the room along with other donations.
And the students are going to be recommended by the teachers to the social workers. The social workers will secretly bring them down to the closet so no one knows who's utilizing the closet or anything like that.
Yeah, why is that important?
They don't need to be looked on any differently. They don't need to be known for going down there. It's meant to help people, not to make a scene.
The need at East High School is significant. Social worker Sandra Wabanaskam says roughly half of the school students come from families at or beneath the poverty line. She says high school is tough enough without the stigma of not being able to make ends meet.
It's just going to give us more room to bring more kids down. It's going to be more confidential because there's a back door to it and no one's going to see anyone coming in.
The caring closet does more than just provide necessities. East High also collects formal dresses, so girls who could otherwise not afford it can go to the prom. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.